Welcome to Stock Talk, where the conversation revolves around the revolutionary EdTech conference, Podstock. Sure, it's all about learning the latest technology for schools, but it's also just a whole lot of fun. Because Podstock is more than just a conference. It's a community. It's a happening. But most of all, it's a family. Welcome home. Well, welcome back to another Stock Talk, the podcast that's all about our favorite ed tech conference and family, Podstock, right? I'm Ginger Lumen, and I'm in Hutchinson, Kansas, doing a little bit of recording, and my faithful friend, Andrea Keller. Andrea, say hey.
Hello from a rainy, not snowy, thank goodness, Irving, Texas.
We were talking about the rain a little bit ago, and I said, raining in Central Texas? You got to be kidding me. Woohoo! My daddy always told me, don't cuss the rain unless it's up to your neck and rising. So, y'all didn't know I was from down there, did you? Anyway. Yeah, my dad doesn't talk anything like that, but he did say those sorts of things. Anyway, a little silly morning here, and I'm really excited. I'm always excited about the podcasts, but today, another winner I think we've got going here. Andrea, what's going on?
Oh, we are talking with John today, and we're talking over gamification.
John Martin in New Hampshire. What Central Sandwich? Is that what it's called? John, jump in here.
Yep. Yeah, we're in Sandwich, smack dab in the middle of the state, right below the White Mountains. And right now I'm looking out at the snow that is finally melting. So quite happy with that.
Here it is. I'm just going to say April. I don't know when this podcast is going to publish, but I'm going to say it's April because that's what it is. And you still have snow on the ground.
Nice. Yeah.
I always think about moving up north in the summertime. That's funny. So today's podcast is going to be a whole lot of me not talking today. Woohoo! And a whole lot of Andrea and John sharing. You guys are have some stuff up your sleeves. I love the both of you because you're both Podstock fanatics, and you've taken it upon yourself, like we invite people to do, bring us something super fun. And what all you guys got up to your sleeves this day?
Go for it, John.
Well, Andrea and I have been putting our heads together trying to find a way to, you know, kind of keep in the theme of Podstock and find some ways to get the folks who come to engage, not just with the conference, but with one another. And so we tried to figure out a way to incorporate badges and teamwork and the whole maker movement into one big fun game that folks could take advantage of while they're at the conference.
Always a super hot topic. We never have trouble talking with each other, but to do it this way allows us to experience some cool things we might not. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and we have it too. What John and I have been talking about also is that, you know, there are going to be some people that do not want to get involved with other people, and that's totally okay because everybody goes through a conference how they want to. But we want them still to have the opportunity to participate in this game that we're working on. So we'll have an individual strand, and we'll also have a team-based strand.
Oh, okay. So let me recap this for those of us who are not terribly savvy with. So what you're thinking about is getting together some sort of game where badges are involved, people are doing stuff, and I can be with a team, or maybe I just want to go out and just kick butt all by myself.
Yep, or you can do both. If you're that overachiever, like a lot of people are, you can do both.
I always think there's no such thing as an overachiever. Just because one person achieves at a rate now somebody else does a little more doesn't mean they're overachieving. But yeah, there's some who might be on this one. So cool. Very cool. So what is it? What are we using with this? Is this something you guys are making up or what?
Well, John and I have been talking a lot lately, actually. We are hoping to use an app called Social Scavenger that's going to help us with the leaderboard because gamification is growing in the schools and education. And a big part of gamification, though, is being able to make sure that it's manageable. So we're hoping to use Social Scavenger on that end. What else, John?
I think for us, you know, the big thing was not so much the tool, but the process, finding ways to get people engaged with each other, but with things that they might not otherwise. So the idea behind the challenges that we're creating is that they'll get a chance to sample everything that Podstock has to offer. First and foremost, the connections with people, you know, but also the connections with things and having them, making sure that they explore, because if you've ever been to Podstock, you know what it's like, but if you've never been, it can be a little overwhelming. You know, there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of things going on, but if you don't know where to begin, this might help give folks some direction that they might not otherwise enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, it's a smallish conference. I'm starting to call it an artisan conference, right? That it's that it's built intentionally, that it's a different. I mean, it's not some big box factory. And there's a place for Wonder Bread, absolutely. But this is more of that homemade bread flavor style of conference. And you think that just because it's small, it'll be easy to deal with. But you're right. There's a lot going on. And a lot of different ways. So can you talk to us about what maybe some of the don't give it away, but some of the types of things somebody might be able to get involved? What are some of the challenges you're thinking about?
Well, some of the we're hoping to go for 10 in each category, 10 in team and 10 in individual. And the first five are going to be easy ones and pretty much where you're just taking pictures of various things you might see at Podstock. But as the last five, those are going to be where you're actually making and sharing your learning. So you're going to be creating.
Go ahead. Jump in,
man.
You know, part of the idea behind badges, you know, there's a lot of different ways that it's used, but the way that
right, he'll come back to us in a second. It
is that, it, you know, it's not enough to just have the criteria, but you have to have some behind all of these challenges that you're proving that you've done it. It's not just enough to say, yeah, I did it, or I got you to sign this, but you're actually showing that you've engaged or that you've created something.
We lost you for a little bit there, but I think we got the gist that, you know, some conferences you can go around to the vendors or to different sessions and get something signed, but that doesn't mean you did anything with your learning. We believe that, you know, if in order to learn something, you've got to do something with it, right? And that's, drop there?
You know, I'm thinking about the conferences okay. That have the, you know, the little stickers.
Oh, tell about those.
Oop. Well, you know, the conferences that have the stickers, and you go to the table and you grab it, and maybe you have to interact with somebody, but there really isn't anything saying that you earned those stickers that you hang off your lanyard. You know, the idea here is that we're going to be awarding something, but you'll have earned it.
Gotcha.
And it's also something that we're hoping you can modify and take back to your own classroom, because I know that lately I've been doing gamification in my school, and teachers seem to be really excited about it, and same with the students I'm working with. So just that intrinsic motivation to complete a task so they can see their name on a leaderboard is pretty exciting. So just kind of changing that mindset of thinking of how to approach students in a different way.
I love that. I love that.
And talk about differentiating your instruction so they can accomplish different things.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. So how not all of us are interested in... Well, we don't call ourselves game savvy. You know, there might be some people like me who's never really, I never even had Atari growing up, even though that was totally my age group, right? I've never owned a video game in my life other than, well, I had Flappy Birds for, no, it wasn't Flappy. I had Candy Crush for about 5 minutes. I figured, you know, 5 minutes in, I thought candy is probably the last thing I ought to be interacting with. Basis. Let me just keep staring at candy all day. That's healthy. Anyway, so somebody who's not terribly game savvy or tech savvy, how are we going to know what to do? How are you going to help us?
Well, the idea behind it is that we're going to have tasks, and those tasks are going to be explained. But what's really nice about this is, you know, and you and IG have had these conversations about gaming. You know, there's Bartle's player types, and there's the Chivers and the Killers and the Socializers. And the idea behind this, particularly with the team-based, is that you have that social approach. If you aren't the one who's the type A, well, you can put yourself in with somebody who's the type A, let them take those risks, and you're getting the benefit of participation through the social aspects of, you know, this encounter. But we're going to lay out all of the instructions, you know, basically the criterion for earning those badges, so that that's all explicit. And then it's just a matter of applying creativity and imagination.
Okay. Well, I've got creativity and imagination.
Well, and so I kind of figured.
And that's the thing, too, is that you are going to have those people that just, oh, get the task done and then done with it. But you're, then you're going to have the people that are like, oh, well, I really want to do it this way because I have that option to be creative. You know, I'm really going to take hold of it. So
that's kind of with the, John, you kind of touched that for a moment. You mentioned the Bartle's gamer types. That's Richard Bartle. And we'll drop a link in with a little more information about that. But Andrea, what you just said there is there might be somebody who's getting the task, moving on, getting the points, getting their top of the leaderboard. And some other may not care so much about that leaderboard and say, you know, I really want to dive into this and do something really, something that nobody else has done. And man, that really is, I'm so happy to hear that, because I think sometimes when people work with gamification, they only think about that leaderboard, and you're not. You're allowing those other types to get involved as well and shine. I love it. Love it. I don't know anything about games, but I know about gamification. How to make learning fun.
Awesome. Well, that's just it. You know, at its root, learning is play. You know, play. If you take a look at how we learn, you know, from our youngest ages, and then we just stop doing that. And why? You know, why don't we tap into that strongest, most powerful learning tool that we've got? And so the idea behind this is that we can do that.
Yeah. Learning's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be a chore, even though that's what it's been done for decades or more. Love that. Absolutely love you guys are doing this. And I don't know about you if you're thinking about this, but I know we're going to be having a Moonlight Madness evening on what is that, Wednesday night, which
Wednesday
is before
night.
The conference starts. We're actually going to kick off the conference Wednesday night, and we'd love to invite you all to get there to be a have some help for those of us. Explain what it is, explain how to do it, help us get into teams and make it happen.
That's actually our thinking, is to have teams prepared for that Moonlight Madness, because, you know, it's superhero themed this year, and you have to have superhero teams. But we're going to look at pairing up people, veterans and novices. So this way it's not just all the Podstock people, but like bringing everybody into the fold, because, you know, it is a family. So having that set up beforehand so they can go in and get their team members and start collaborating that evening.
How much do I love that you guys are purposefully bringing people together and helping to continue that whole theme. You're right, family. I just love it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And not to give away too much in the way of what we've got working for, you know, tasks, but just I'm going back to my youth. All right. We're talking a superhero theme, and I'm thinking, what could you do with comic books and film trailers and, you know, what are all these different ways that we can tap into this theme? And wow, the sky's the limit, and it could get really exciting.
Can I act and sing too as part of the challenges?
Oh, you sure can.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Do I have to act and sing as part of my challenges?
You sure don't.
Yay!
No, you know, we need directors. There's all sorts of roles.
I love it. What else, Andrea?
No, I was going to say that sometimes as teachers, we go to these conferences and we get to try a lot of things. We see a lot of things, but we don't actually get to delve into it. And so hopefully these challenges are going to let us have a chance to play and try new things that we can then feel more comfortable with taking back to our own school. What? But, you know, Podstock is already such a grassroots kind of people that these are the change makers as it is. So it's going to be, I'm really excited about this gamification stuff.
Well, and I appreciate
Well, and the other thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you go.
Well, the thing that I wanted to kind of point out, and you had mentioned this early on, is that what we want to do is create safe and not comfortable, but comfortable enough that you're willing to take a chance, you know, mm-hmm. and create that kind of environment for folks, because it can be a little overwhelming mm-hmm. coming to a conference when you're surrounded by people like me. I'll put it out there.
And yeah, and you're a little energetic. It can make some of us a little, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Right. But if we can create an environment where it's okay to take those risks and the learners feel like it's all right, those are the kinds of things that, for me, if we can create that and our participants can take that back and create that same type of safe learning environment or safe risk-taking environment for their crew, that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, absolutely. That's what Podstock's all about. And how happy am I that we've got two people who've been doing these same types of things in their own school environments, who are bringing that to Podstock for us so that we can get to learn it. So thank you so much. And I can't wait to see how we can use this at school, because I don't want to just have fun at a conference. I mean, yeah. Ooh, yay. I also want to have fun and know how I can bring that fun back to my kids explicitly, not just like, oh, now I have to work on how to make this for my kids. But you guys will help us figure that out as we go. Anything else I need to think about, or any of our listeners need to think about with this? Or
Then Podstock is coming up in July 16th. Through the 18th.
Yes, absolutely. And make sure.
And that registration is open.
Yes, it is. Thank you. And make sure that you plan to get there that Wednesday night, because that Moonlight Madness is going to be such a big piece. You don't just wait for the big keynote to show up the next morning. It's really that Wednesday night. If you can all be there, do. Are we good? Gay, I want to say thanks. She's been our silent producer here, so thank you. And just been working her tail off over there trying to make sure the sounds good. Anyway, Andrea, John Martin, New Hampshire. Andrea is, of course, and our friend from Irving, Texas. Appreciate it so much, guys. Thanks for being here, and thanks for helping out. Thanks for listening to the show today. You can find the show notes and more information about today's topics when you visit us at RemarkableChatter.com. We welcome your questions and feedback, and we look forward to seeing you at the next Podstock.
You're listening to this podcast on the SDAC Broadcasting Network. To find more information about this or other podcast shows, please visit RemarkableChatter.com.